Did I not say to you in former prophecies that the hour would come that people would enter the building and not be able to leave the building? You are not too far off. Court my presence as a dear friend, as a long-lost lover, as one that you cannot escape from their presence. You can't walk away. You can't visit the restroom or to take a bite of something to eat, it seems, to get away from the presence. I promise to you, says the Spirit of the Lord, that the more that you court me and the more that you come to me, I'll invigorate parts of your spirit and wake up a part of your spirit that you never known was there. Though your spirit is created in righteousness, it is not fully developed and containing the fullness of my presence as I desire to come. And the containing the ability of your spirit to contain great reservoirs of my presence is yet to be developed in my church. But those that will sit in my presence and those that will court me, those that will have an affection to linger in my presence here and at home and wherever, you'll find things wake up in your spirit. You'll not be satisfied with just word only. You'll not be satisfied with just confession. You'll not be satisfied with just faithfulness to keep your prayer closet. But you will time and time again say, Lord, unless your presence shows up, I've got to go back in. I've got to court your presence. For in this, what comes on you will bleed over. It must first come to you. The sinner and the unbelieving and the backsliding, slidden Christian will not bring in my presence. You are the priest that must court me in the inner court and in the holies of holies. What comes on you and comes in you will then bleed over in the presence of those who come and listen. I'm asking for an anointed people. I won't always ask you even to lay hands or to speak a word, but I'm asking you to be so full and dripping over with an anointing and with an oil that oozes from your very being, that people that are in your presence will begin to take stock and say, there is just something about them. Freedom will come to their minds. They'll be released from fear and anxiety. And as a result of it, they'll begin to cry out, what must I do to be saved? The presence of God will go before you. As I said before, when you enter a room, you will have all authority. Do not look as in way into the future to a timeline, but accept these things now. Agree with me, says the Spirit of the Lord. Step into agreement with me and join with me in a oneness. As I say, so you must say. As I say, you must say. And as I do, you must do. See yourself in total agreement with me in this authority in this last day. And you will see a great harvest, says the Spirit of the Lord.